prophecy and about these things. God can be trusted. He keeps His word. Trust Him. It's fundamental to your relationship with your husband, your wife. Prophecy is often used to divide people. When do you think this is going to happen? When do you think that's going to happen? What is this? What is that? It's all divide and get mad at each other and separate and all of this stuff. Well, I don't agree with you, so I'm leaving and I'm not this. And boy, I'm arguing with you and on and on and on and on. Okay. What is prophecy? God keeping His word. I'm amazed at two people that can say, I believe Jesus Christ is coming again, and separate and be mad at each other. But it's still win. How am I going to deal with all this? What is the main thing is he can be trusted. I can trust him in my marriage. I can trust him in my single life. I can trust him in my work life, in my social life, in the assembly. All my God can be trusted. That's why faith is the issue. Can your God be trusted? Most people want to live by some kind of law, by some kind of list, by doing something, whatever it may be, instead of just trusting. I want you to understand faith is the fundamental issue. Turn with me to Jeremiah 23. Let's look at Jeremiah. You might as well be getting used to Jeremiah. We're going to be looking at some things in Jeremiah in the next few weeks. Jeremiah chapter 23. Well, that's a long book. What's that all about? It's not difficult. You're going to get a small picture, hopefully next week or so. Jeremiah 23. I want you to look with me at verse 5. Jeremiah 23, and we're going to look at verse 5. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord. This is God the Father. He is Lord. Who's Lord? Jesus is Lord. Let me tell you something. God the Father is Lord. The Holy Spirit is Lord. He is your Lord. People, all three are my Lord. All three. Jesus is Lord, yes. The Holy Spirit is Lord, yes. The Holy Spirit is my Lord that takes me to my Lord, Jesus Christ, who is going to take me to my Lord, God the Father. People, don't get involved in the things going on to get us distracted. Don't find yourselves in these foolish battles. Paul warns us in writing to Timothy. Be careful of that. Be careful of Lordship salvation and Jesus is Lord. No, the Holy Spirit's Lord. He's going to take me to my Lord Jesus Christ. He's going to take me to my Lord God the Father. Don't get caught up in these things going on with man that cause so much turmoil. Okay? Verse 5, Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I shall raise up for David a righteous branch. God the Father is speaking, and God the Father is Lord. Well, I hope He's your Lord. I hope God the Father is your Lord. I hope Jesus Christ is your Lord. I hope the Holy Spirit's your Lord. I really mean that. But don't go off and get in some kind of emotional and non-theologically sound position. Jesus is Lord. And it's Lordship salvation and stuff. He is Lord. Yes, He is. But so is the Father and so is